And let us begin our advanced Hebrew class today on page 138 and 139, discussing Psalm 67, verses 1 through 8. On page 139, we see our new vocabulary. The first word is mishor.
Mishor.
Mishor, with fairness. And then we have ul amim. Umim, amim, means the same thing. It does, really. It says here, and the nations. What about the lamed? They left it out.
Would it be two nations?
It literally says, and two nations. So we'll see why they want to vary from the standard when we get over there. We have tanchem. Tanchem, you guide, should be you will guide, right?
Yeah.
Because that is an imperfect verb. Then we have yoducha.
Yoducha,
may they praise you. The cha at the end is you. Yodu. Oftentimes we see hodu. Hodu ladonai ki tov. Comes from the same word, may they praise you. Then we have Yevulah.
Yevulah.
The ah at the end is her or it, so it's produce, Yevulah. And then we have Ofsay. The ends of, if it's the ends of, that means the last word of the word pair is going to be definite, so the whole word pair is definite. Let's look at the verb analysis and its meaning. The first word we have is tishpot.
Tishpot.
Tishpot comes from shavat. Shavat means judge, so tishpot, you will judge. It's imperfect, you will judge. Then we have tanchem. Tanchem, which is imperfect. You will guide them. Where's the them? That's the aim at the end, right? You will guide them. And then we have the yoduhu. I can see that now. Yoducha. The cha at the end is you. So it is, they will praise you. One of these days, I'm going to either get my glasses changed or get a magnifying glass. I shouldn't tell you, but in my very first Hebrew class, the students got me a magnifying glass so I could see the letters better. Well, I'll just get closer to the page. Not na.
Not na.
That's an easy one. That's what she gave. She gave. If the first two letters of the root make up the first syllable and the third root letter has an ah added to it, you're talking about she did it. Perfect tense, she. She gave. Or, she set. Then we have, oh, we know this word, Yevarchenu.
Yevarchenu.
Yevarchenu. The he will bless us. The enu is us. The Yivarech, if you take off the Enu, the Yod up front says, he will bless us. And then the next one, Vayir'u, those two Yods give it away as being from the verb for fear, not for see. It's a, it's an imperfect verb. They will fear. Huh. What's it mean to fear God?
To be obedient.
To be obedient, yes. Grammatical notes. How to translate many of the verbs in this section is a matter of interpretation. Ya'er is justif in form and meaning, but many of the verbs in Psalm 67 are regular imperfects translated as justifs, meaning translated as asking for things, imprecations. It says you may translate them as regular imperfect tense or perfect tense verbs if you wish. I do. But notice how this changes the meaning of the poem and choose according to your understanding of the psalm, meaning translate it both ways and see which one you think better conveys the message. And then in 67, verse 7, they say, Yavarchenu looks like a standard imperfect verb, yet we have translated it as perfect. Why would they do that?
I don't know. Why did they do that?
I'm back with you, Wayne. What page now?
Okay, Sandy, we're discussing 139, about to read 138. We'll see as we read through the text on 138, you're welcome, whether we agree with the way they translated or not. So the Hebrew says, ki.
Ki.
Tishpot.
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 Amim.
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 Mishor.
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 Ul-umim.
Ul-umim.
Ba'aretz.
Tanchem,
Selah. English, Daniel, ki tishpot.
Because you will judge.
You will judge amim.
Peoples.
Mishor.
With fairness.
Is it really with fairness? It's really from fairness. So from a perspective or a point of view of fairness, he's going to judge the peoples. Right, Candy? Ul-umim.
And two nations.
And two nations. Ba'aretz.
In the earth.
In the earth or in the land. Aretz, land. Tanchem. You will guide. What about the aim at the end?
Them.
Them. Mm-hmm. And then what's Selah? What's that? Selah.
Stop and think about it.
Stop and think about it. It means pause. It's the reason that in so many of our songs, we sing a verse and then you see the word pause and we wait for the instrumental to play on. I've had some people in here say, why do we have those pauses? Because the Psalms tend to have them. Think about the words before we go on. So why does the music continue? To make it a more pleasant while you think. Number six. Yoducha.
Yoducha.
I like Yoduhu better, but it really does say Yoducha. Amim.
Amim.
Elohim.
Elohim.
Yoducha.
Yoducha.
Amim.
Amim.
Kulam.
Kulam.
That's the most important word, I think, in this verse. Daniel, half the verse.
Okay. Peoples will praise you, God.
Mm-hmm. Candy, finish it for me, please.
They will, all of the people will praise you.
And what do they mean by Amim Kulam, all of the peoples? What do they mean?
In the kingdom, everybody who's there?
Yeah, they mean everybody around the world, Jew and Gentile alike, all peoples. And they have written it in the English below as if it's may they do this. But is it not also true that they all will do it? Yeah. So to me, whichever way you choose to translate it, may they or they will, both are true. And it's good not to lose sight of the fact that it really says they will do it. And what scripture can you put with that, Daniel? They will all come to Jerusalem and celebrate and worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Zechariah 14, 16, Isaiah 2, Micah 4, they all teach us that. Good. Verse 7, everybody. Eretz. Natna.
Natna.
Yevulah.
Yevulah.
Yevarchenu.
Yevarchenu.
Elohim.
Elohim.
Elohim. Elohenu.
Elohim.
Elohenu.
Daniel, first half.
Say the land, but it kind of would make more sense to say the land gave.
Okay, if it makes more sense to you to say it that way, say the land gave, and would just put the in italics.
Yeah, the land gave its produce.
Land gave its produce. Candy, finish, please.
And God blessed, let's see, and God, our God, blessed us.
And God, our God, is Yevarchenu, perfect tense.
Will bless us.
Yes. So if the land's going to produce its produce with strength because God blesses us, it's a fulfillment of Deuteronomy 28. Right? And that tells us from Deuteronomy 30 that the people have repented, have turned to God with all their heart, and then God pours out the blessings that he promised in Deuteronomy 28. So that's pretty cool, huh?
Yep.
Verse 8. Yevarchenu.
Yevarchenu.
Elohim.
Elohim.
Vayiru.
Vayiru.
Oto.
Oto.
Kol.
Kol.
Ofsay.
Ofsay.
Aretz. Interesting. How would you translate that sentence, Daniel, the first half?
God will bless us.
God will bless us. Candy.
They will fear him. All of the ends of... Let's see. All of ends of... There's no ha there.
There's no ha there, which means we're going to take the word Eretz, which means land or country, but frequently is used to describe the earth. And even though there's no ha, when it's describing the earth, we know it's a definite thing, and that's where the thee comes from.
Okay.
So all of the ends of the earth will fear him. What's that, Sandy?
There's no ha at verse 7 either.
Right. There's no ha at verse 7 either. But when you're using the word Eretz to refer to the entire earth, that becomes something definite. And therefore, it's like the word Adam. Does Adam take a ha or not?
Only if it's talking about a man.
Exactly. Is it talking about the man or is it talking about Adam? If it's Adam, there is no the. If it's just the man, then you do use aha. And they're using earth the same way when they use aretz. Interesting. So page 140 and 141. Page 140 begins our discussion of Psalm 136, which is the psalm that we usually do in here at Hanukkah time in a responsive way. That is, I read a verse and in the audience responds, Ki le'olam chasdo, right? For his mercy endures forever. And that's what this is. So, let's start with page 140 with the new vocabulary, hodu.
Hodu?
Hodu means give thanks. It's what I mentioned on the last page when I said hodu l'Adonai ki tov. It's from a song, hodu, give thanks. Chasdo. The O at the end is his. Chesed is loving kindness or mercy. So you could well, just as well have translated this, his mercy. Then we have Niflaot.
Niflaot.
That's interesting. Oat means a sign. Niflaot is a wonder. Levado.
Levado.
Alone. Bitvunah.
Bitvunah.
With understanding. And La Roka.
La Roka.
To him who spread, that's kind of idiomatic. It says to the spreading one. But you can translate to the spreading one to him who spread just as well. Notice the cholam between the first and second root letters indicating it's an active participle. Right? And it's being used as a noun, so to the spreading one or to him who spread. Verb analysis, hodu, is he feel. What does he feel?
Causative.
And yada, praise, so cause them to praise. It's a command form. Command form, therefore, being praise. Hodu ladonai ki tov. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Laose.
Laose.
The lamed tells you it's a participle. And ose, look at that O vowel between the first and second root letters. To make or to do. To make or do.
So is it an infinitive or a participle?
It's a participle. The participle has the O vowel just like the infinitive, but this is a participle with an infinitive attached to it.
So what would you translate it as, to making or just to make?
I would say to make or to do, with the understanding that it means ongoing action, not a one-time event. And we have Niflaot.
Niflaot.
Niflaot was in our vocabulary list as wonders, but it's the participle form of being wonderful. And being wonderful, well, that's wonders. Okay. I'll buy that. And La Roca.
La Roca.
Is an infinitive being used as a participle, or a participle in an infinitive, same thing, to spread. Could be to be, but it's not going to be. It's going to be to spread, because we know what they're going to spread. Okay, grammatical notes. Psalm 136 is a thanksgiving that summarizes God's work in creation and the history of Israel. Says, if you find Psalms difficult to translate by just going, this selection should boost your confidence because it includes much repetition, has a simple vocabulary, and is written in a narrative style. Now I'm offended. They just said you're going to like this because it's easy and you dumb people can do it. I'm offended. But the commentary on 136.1 says, since Chasdo, his kindness, is part of the congregational response, we list it under new vocabulary only for this verse. Well, thank goodness they didn't put it in every verse, because it appears in every verse in Psalm 136, which is really quite long. The note on 136.2 says, when deciding how to translate Elohim, which literally means gods, but when referring to the true and living God, is translated God with a capital G, says, let the context guide you. If it's talking about the gods of the Egyptians, you know it's little g, O-D-S. If it's talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know it's singular and capital. Says, the sense of this verse is that Israel's God is the only true one among other nations' gods. Therefore, the first Elohim is singular. They don't mean singular. They mean it goes with a singular verb. And the second is plural. That is, it goes with a plural verb. So in Genesis 1:1, it says, Bereshit, bara Elohim. Elohim is plural, but bara is singular, because it's referring to the one true and living God. And in the last grammatical note, it says, when a word pair repeats the same word, for example, melech, malachim, the resulting form is the superlative. Much like we have the infinitive of emphasis, it just makes it greater. It says, a degree of comparison denoting an unsurpassed level or the supremacy of something. So the phrase, the God of gods, means that Israel's God is the only true one. And Lord of Lords indicates that Israel's God is the most majestic. They really are oversimplifying that, though. When Messiah returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, yes, it means he's the superlative one, the supreme one. But it also means that there will be other kings and lords that rule under him. He is over them all. He is the one who rules over the rulers of the earth. But y'all knew that. 140. Let's read the first verse. Hodu Ladonai ki tov. Come on, sing it. Hodu Ladonai ki tov. Ki le'olam chasdo. Okay, you don't want to sing it? Let's read it then. Hodu.
Hodu.
Ladonai. Ki. Tov. Ki. Le'olam. Chasdo. Why on the page did they put such big spaces between the first half of the verse and the second half of the verse? To indicate, yes, that it's a responsive. That's right. You can tell right from the text that that was always the intent of this psalm, is for it to be done responsively. I'm going to look and see in this Hebrew edition on my desk whether they did that. But in a Tanakh, it should be done just that way. In this edition, the interlinear NIV Hebrew English Old Testament, they didn't do it. Shame on them. So let's translate. Daniel, the first half. Hodu Ladonai ki tov.
Praise to the Lord because he is good.
Praise to the Lord for he is good. Okay. Candy, ki le'olam chasto.
Because his mercy is forever.
Because his mercy is forever. Verse 2, hodu.
Hodu.
Le'lohei.
Le'lohei.
Ha Elohim.
Ha Elohim.
Ha Elohim.
Ki.
Ki.
Le'olam.
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 Chasto.
Chasto.
Candy. First part of the verse.
Praise to the God of gods.
Give thanks to the God of gods is the way I'd put it, but praise to the God of gods, that works too. Daniel, ki le'olam chasto.
Because his mercy is forever.
Because his mercy is forever. Verse 3, hodu.
Hodu.
La'adonai.
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 Ha'adonim.
Ha'adonim.
Ki.
Ki.
Le'olam.
Chasto.
Chasto.
Daniel, hodu ladonai ha'adonim.
Praise to the Lord of Lords.
Praise to the Lord of Lords. Candy, ki le'olam chasto.
Because his mercy is forever.
Because his mercy is forever. Number 4, la'osei. Niflaot.
Niflaot.
Gedolot.
Gedolot.
Levado.
Levado.
Ki.
Ki.
Le'olam.
Le'olam.
Chasto.
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 Candy. Le'osei nifla'ot. Gedolot. It's actually,
what would you say, doing?
I would say to the one who is doing great wonders. Levado.
Alone.
Alone. Daniel, ki le'olam chasto.
Because his mercy is forever.
Because his mercy endures forever. Verse 5. La'osei.
La'osei.
Hashemayim.
Hashemayim.
Bitvuna.
Bitvuna.
Ki.
Ki.
Le'olam.
Le'olam.
Chasto.
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 Daniel, la'osei hashamayim bitvuna.
To the one who makes the heavens.
To the one who is making the heavens.
With understanding.
Ki le'olam chasto.
Because his mercy is forever.
Because his mercy is forever. Look at that first word, Daniel. La'osei. What does that tell you about the heavens?
They're still being made, is what it sounds like.
It's still being made, is what it sounds like. The scriptures tell us that the Lord continues to hold everything together. And the heavens, if you remember, are still expanding. They're still spreading. Who's doing that?
The Lord.
The Lord is doing it. Yep. And that gets us down to the understanding of number 6. La Rocha.
La Rocha.
Ha'aretz.
Ha'aretz.
All.
All.
Hamayim.
Hamayim.
Ki.
Ki.
Le'olam.
Le'olam.
Chasto.
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 Candy. La Roca.
To the one who is spreading.
To the one who is spreading. Ha'aretz.
The land.
The land. All.
Upon
Hamayim.
The water.
The water. Ki le'olam chasto, Daniel.
Because his mercy is forever.
Yeah, now think about number 6. To the one who is spreading the land over the water. The earth was formed. Are the tectonic plates still moving, still shifting?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's what causes earthquakes. So the spreading out of the land continues. It continues to move. And that's going to come into play in the last days, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Page 142 and 143. Vocabulary. La memshelet.
La memshelet.
La memshelet. For the rule of. Remember, Lamed is 2 or 4. For the rule of. Then we have an unusual word. Hayareach.
Hayareach.
The moon.
Hayareach.
Hmm.
Is
Yareach
moon?
Hayareach must be moon. Yareach, the moon. Then we have Vachochavim. V'chochavim is and stars. The V'ah is and kochavim is stars. Kochav, star. Lamem shalot.
Lamem shalot.
For the rule of. Hmm. Biv korehem.
Biv korehem.
Their firstborn. Where's the there? That's the him at the end. Right. So, Bivkore.
Why is for the rule of? Why is for the rule of the first one, and then the fourth one is for the rule of? Why are they spelled different?
Lememshelet is going to refer to something feminine and singular.
Actually, the two words are different.
And lamem shalot is going to refer to masculine plural. So it's going to be what they're modifying. We'll see that when we come over to the other page. Remember, when you see the two segol in a row, it's usually referring to something feminine. And oat, something masculine plural. So the verb analysis, laosei.
Laosei.
Again, to the maker of.
Lamamke
is to striking, smiting. And finally,
Vayotze.
Finally, an easy one from Yatzah to go forth, but is he feel, which is causative, which means to cause one to go forth or bring out. This is reversing Vav imperfect, and he brought out. Right? And he brought out or brought forth. Grammatical notes. First one, you can find the story of God's creating the heaven, earth, sun, moon, and stars in Genesis 1. Everybody goes, well, that's a really important note. We knew that. Second one, slaying of the firstborn. The 10th and final plague occurs in Exodus 11 and Exodus 12. Yes, part of the Passover story, the 10th plague. And the third note says, Memshalot rules dominations is plural in form, but the moon and the stars for the rules of the night is not idiomatic English. That just means they fixed it to make it sound better, that's all. Page 142, Hebrew, Laosei.
Laosei.
Orim.
Orim.
Gedolim.
Gedolim.
Ki leolam chasto. Right. So Daniel, Laosei Orim Gedolim means?
To the one making great lights.
To the one making great lights. Well, creation was finished a long time ago. The stars were already created. So why would it be ongoing?
Well, the sun is still giving its light.
It is still giving its light. It's still continuing to burn. Why hasn't it ever burned out?
Because it's for signs in the heavens. It can't.
So it's for signs in the heavens. It can't because God won't permit it. He continues to make it shine. Candy, ki leolam chasto.
Cause his mercy.
Because his mercy is forever. Right. Number eight. Et.
Et.
Hashemesh.
Hashemesh.
Lamem shelet.
Bayom.
What does that mean? Oh, I forgot. Ki leolam chasto. Okay.
Ki leolam chasto.
Yeah. So what does it mean, Candy?
The sun for the rule of, or for the rule in the day.
The sun for the rule in the day. What's that mean?
Makes light during the day.
Yep, that's what it means. Number nine, et.
Et.
Hayareach.
Hayareach.
Vachochavim.
Vachochavim.
Lamem shalot.
Lamem shalot.
Balaila.
Balaila.
Ki.
Ki.
Le'olam.
Le'olam.
Chasto. So in verse 8, we had La Memshelet when it was referring to one thing, which was the sun. And now in verse 9, we have La Memshelot because it's referring to what?
The moon and the moon and the stars.
The moon and the stars. So we have multiple things, so it's plural. So go ahead for me, Daniel. Et hayareach v'chochavim lamemshelet balaila means what?
The moon and the stars for the rule in the night.
For the rule in the night. Kandi ki le'olam chasto.
Because his mercy is forever.
Mm-hmm. Number 10. Lamakei.
Lamakei.
Mitzrayim.
Mitzrayim.
Biv Chorehem.
Biv Chorehem.
Ki le'olam chasto.
Ki le'olam chasto.
Candy, what's La Makay Mitzrayim Bivkorehem?
To the one striking Egypt.
To the one striking Egypt.
With?
No, in.
In?
In.
Their firstborn.
Yeah, ba is in or with, but in this case, in would be the closest translation. What does it mean?
Talking about the plague.
Yes, talking about the plague of the firstborn. But why would it be a participle?
Well, during the tribulation period, it strikes Egypt also.
That's exactly right. Egypt, in the Old Testament, prophesies about the false Messiah in the New Testament. And the way God struck Egypt in the Old Testament, he's going to strike the false Messiah in the New Testament. That's right. Then, ki le'olam chasto means?
Because his mercy is forever.
In other words, same as it did every other time I've asked. Verse 11, Vayotze.
Vayotze.
Yisrael.
Yisrael.
Mitocham.
Mitocham.
Ki le'olam chasto.
Ki le'olam chasto.
What does it mean? Vayotze Yisrael mitocham.
And he brought out Israel from their midst.
And he brought out Israel from their midst. Who's there?
Egypt.
Yep, the Egyptians. I'm trying to formulate a question. What did God mean by Israel? Did he bring out only the descendants of Jacob?
No, he's talking about a mixed multitude grafted in.
The mixed multitude grafted in. So what does he mean by the word Israel? It means those of faith, right? Those with faith in him. I like that. Page 144 and 145. Let's start with the new vocabulary. Still continuing, Psalm 136. So we're going to key le'olam chasto a lot more. The first word in the new vocabulary is chazakah.
Chazakah.
You've seen that word before. Chazak, chazak, v'nish, chazek. So what's chazakah? It means strong. Strong. What do you call the shank bone of the lamb on the Passover table?
The Zeroah.
Zeroah. So when you say uvi Zeroah, and with arm. So and with an arm. So they just left out the with from the vocabulary. And we have, oh, look at this one. Netuyah.
Netuyah.
Netuyah, outstretched. Netuyah, outstretched. But does it make you think of Netanyah?
Yeah, it does.
A gift?
Ah.
Interesting. Legozer.
Legozer.
To him who split or to the splitting one. Suf. That's reeds. We know that Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds. Translated incorrectly in our Bible, says the Red Sea. It's the Sea of Reeds. Ligzarim.
Ligzarim.
Literally means to pieces, but they put here in parts. Notice it's related to legozer, to him who split. Then we have Vanier.
Vanier.
They say, and who shook off Pharaoh. I think they're probably leaving out a few words from the Hebrew side. Okay. Vachelo. And his army. We knew that already. Verb analysis. Netuyah.
Netuyah.
That uval tells us it's a passive participle, so it's stretched out. What's stretched out? We don't know from that. Legozer.
Legozer.
They gave us that to him who split. It doesn't mean split as in ran out on his wife. It means him who split as in divided things in pieces. Oh, look at the next word. Vehevavir. Vehevavir. It's from avar, which is to pass by or cross over. But it's hefeel, which is causative. So to make something cross over or pass by. Vanier.
Vanier.
Perfect tense. Shook off. He shook off. It's PAL. What does that mean?
It's strong emotion.
Strong emotion. It wasn't a simple action. It was strongly done. Lemolid.
Lemolid. Leak.
Leak. Lemolich is from halak. Halak is walk or go. In the hefeel, cause to go is to lead. So, to the leading one. Okay. In the first note, for some reason, they want to talk about history and say, historians disagree over which sea is the Sea of Reeds. Well, they disagree about everything else. So why shouldn't they? The next note says, we left Ligzarim in parts out of our translation because it makes the sentence sound as if the sea were divided into several parts. Well, it was, right? It was divided into two parts. The third note says, some scholars suggest that Bayam Suf in the Sea of Reeds should be deleted in this verse. I don't care what some scholars think should be deleted. If God put it, he put it. Enough of this. Page 144. Bayad. Chazakah. Uvizroa. Yeah. I know, we're laughing too hard to say anything. Uvizroa.
Uvizroa.
That wasn't even close, but we'll go on. Netuyah.
Netuyah.
Ki leolam chasto.
Ki leolam chasto.
It just goes to show that studying Hebrew is fun. So Hebrew, Biyat Chazakah.
With a strong hand.
With a strong hand. Uvizroa netuyah.
And with an outstretched arm.
And with an outstretched arm. What is the outstretched arm in prophecy?
That's Messiah.
It's Messiah. Isaiah 53. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Ki leolam chasto, Candy.
Because his mercy is forever.
Because his mercy is forever. 13. Legozer.
Legozer.
Yam Suf.
Suf.
Ligzarim.
Ligzarim.
Ki leolam chasdo.
Ki leolam chasdo.
English. Legozer. Yam Suf. Ligzarim.
To the one who is splitting the sea of reeds to pieces.
Mm-hmm. Ki leolam chasdo.
Because his mercy is forever.
Yeah. Below, they left it out. Timu split the sea of reeds. Was it really in pieces? Were there really two halves that were gelled like gelatin? Yes, it really was.
Well, the two pieces, yeah.
Yep. Yep, like gelatin, like walls of gelatin.
It's amazing that it wasn't just like water was completely changed.
Yeah, its very nature was changed. Verse 14, the Ha'avir...
Yisrael.
Batocho.
Batocho.
Ki leolam chasto. Yep. In English, Ve'he avir Yisrael.
And caused Israel to cross over in the midst of it.
Right, and caused Israel to cross over in the midst of it. Ki leolam chasto.
Because his mercy is forever.
Because his mercy is forever. Why doesn't it say leolam va'ed? Forever and ever. Because once we get to the new heavens and the new earth, there will be no more sin. There will be no more sin for God to have to be merciful toward. Number 16. Lamolich.
Lamolich.
We didn't do 15. We should do 15. Vanier.
Vanier.
But see, that sounds too funny. That's why I went on. No, it isn't. Vanier, faro.
Faro.
Vachelo.
Vachelo.
V'yam suf. What's that mean then? Oh, don't forget the ki leolam chasto.
Ki leolam chasto.
So what does verse 15 mean? What's that mean? He shook off Pharaoh. What's that mean? Did he pick him up and shake him by the nape of his neck?
He killed him.
Well, yeah, but what does that mean? Doesn't mean he killed him.
Stopped him from pursuing them.
That's right. He stopped them from pursuing Israel. That's what it means. He shook off Israel, off their tail. V'chelo, Bayam Suf. And his army? In the Sea of Reeds. You've all seen the movie The Ten Commandments. Pharaoh standing up on a rock, watching his army get drowned. What does the Bible say?
He drowned with them.
He drowned with them. Pharaoh and his army in the Sea of Reeds.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Okay. When it was divided, it was gelled.
Okay.
I know when it came together, it would be a force. But I wonder if it was still gelled, and that's why the people couldn't rise up at all to swim up.
I don't think so, but if the wall was 30 or 40 feet high, how much weight would that be that came down with great force? And then they're wearing armor.
Yeah.
And they're attached to their chariots. Yeah. And of course, ki leolam chasto, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 16, lamolich.
Lamolich.
I just wanted to prove I could say it. Lamolich. Amo.
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 Bamidbar.
Bamidbar.
Ki leolam chasto.
Ki leolam chasto.
Now, translate and interpret this verse, please.
To the one who led his people in the wilderness.
To the one leading his people in the wilderness, ki leolam chasto, for his mercy endures forever. But tell me more about lamolich.
Well,
what is halakha?
Are you talking about then or now?
I'm talking about what is halakha?
Well, halakha is going back to the homeland, going back to Israel.
No, that's aliyah.
Aliyah, never mind.
Halakha, the way we walk. The instructions that tell us how to walk in a way that's pleasing to God. La Molich tells us not just that he led them, but he showed them the way. He gave them the instruction of how to walk. He didn't just set them on a path and leave them alone. He led them. He showed them the way. He gave them his commandments, statutes, and judgments. And all that is wrapped up in the phrase La Molich. Isn't that cool? Page 146 and 47, we're continuing Psalm 136, because they just like to hear us sing Ki Le'olam Chasto. 147, our first vocabulary word. Uh-oh. Vayaharog.
Vayaharog.
Vayaharog, and he slew. Harog means what? To kill. Harog, to kill. Adirim are mighty ones, mighty ones. Lasichon, that's a person. Sihon was king of the Amorites. It should be Sichon, but in our English Bibles they say Sihon. Yes, but in the English, to the right of La Sichon, they give us the English as Sihon. Yeah. They anglicize it, as they do most all Hebrew. Ha Emori.
Ha Emori.
Are they Amorites? Who are the Amorites? What's an Amorite?
People of Ammon, right?
It's people, not from Ammon. That would be Ammonites. But it is a people group, a nation. Mm-hmm. And then we have Ul-Og. And Og, he was another king. He was king of Bashan. So the next word is Ha-Bashan. Where is Bashan? Who knows?
It's in the Golan.
It's in the Golan Heights. It's the area of the Golan that is just north of and on the east side of the Sea of Galilee. The mountains there are volcanic. So the soil is volcanic soil, which grows really good grass. So it's an area known for keeping cows. In the Bible, you'll see a phrase, the fat cows of Bashan, because they're fed on such good pastures. That's Bashan. Verb analysis. Lamakei.
Okay.
He feel to the one smiting. What does it mean to smite?
Hit something.
Yeah, to hit him. Yeah. Then we have Vayaharog.
Vayaharog.
And he slew. And then Venatan.
Venatan.
And he gave.
And he gave.
And he gave. Grammatical notes. First one, the lamed attached to Sion and Og is the lamed of specification, meaning with respect to. Well, that's nice. We know what it means. He's going to kill Sion and Og. Next one, in biblical tradition, the Amorites were one of the groups that inhabited Canaan before the Israelite invasion. I wouldn't call it an invasion. I would say before God drove them out. The Amorites are one of the seven ites that descended from Ham, the son of Noah, that inhabited the land of Canaan. That in Genesis chapter 15, God said he was going to drive them out when their sins got so bad, he couldn't tolerate them in the land anymore.
They're
from
Ham?
Yeah, from Ham. Mm-hmm, Ham. Ham in the Bible.
So it's Ham in the Bible?
Yeah. In our English, it says Ham, but it's Ham.
Ham. Okay.
Yeah. Shem Ham and Yafet. Page 146, Hebrew. Lamakeh.
Lamakeh.
Malachim.
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 Gedolim.
Gedolim.
Ki Leolam Chasto.
Ki Leolam
Chasto. English, please. Lamakeh. Malachim Gedolim. To the one striking great kings. What do you know about Sihon and Og?
They were giants.
They were giants, yeah. And of course, Ki Leolam Chasto, Candy.
Because his mercy is forever.
Because his mercy is forever. 18. Vayaharog.
Vayaharog.
Malachim.
Malachim.
Adirim. Ki Leolam Chasto.
Ki Leolam Chasto.
Candy, verse 18 means.
And he slew mighty kings.
And he slew mighty kings. Daniel, Ki Leolam Chasto.
Because his mercy is forever.
Verse 19. Lasichon.
Lasichon.
Melech.
Melech.
Ha-emori.
Ha-emori.
Ki Leolam Chasto.
Ki Leolam Chasto.
English, please.
Did you say to Sihon?
You could, but it probably would sound better if you just said Sihon.
Okay. Sihon, king of the Amorites.
Mm-hmm. King of the Amorites. Ki Leolam Chasto.
Because his mercy is forever.
Mm-hmm. Verse 20. Ul Og.
Ul Og.
Melech Habashan.
Melech
Habashan.
Ki Leolam Chasto.
Ki Leolam Chasto.
In English, please. And Eg, the king of Bashan. Ki Leolam Chasto.
Because his mercy is forever.
Mm-hmm. Verse 21. Fenatan.
Fenatan.
Artsam.
Artsam.
Venachala.
Venachala.
Ki Leolam Chasto.
Ki Leolam Chasto.
Means what?
Inheritance?
Yes, and gave their land for inheritance. What does he mean, their land?
Oh, they lived on it, but God drove them out.
Yeah, so Sihon and Og, their land. Kill the kings, drove the people out, gave the land for inheritance to whom?
Children of Israel.
Yep. Ki Leolam Chasto. Because his mercy is forever. Verse 22. Nachala.
Nachala.
La Yisrael.
La
Yisrael.
La Yisrael.
Yes, there you go. Avdo.
Avdo.
Ki Leolam Chasto. Meaning what? An inheritance for Israel, his servant. Ki Leolam Chasto.
Because his mercy is forever.
His mercy is forever. So to whom did God give the land? Was it to Esau? No. It was to Israel.
No.
And why to Israel? Because Israel was?
It was the descendant of Abraham.
No. Because Israel was Avdo. His servant, meaning the one who obeyed and followed him. Whereas the Amorites were pagans, and they filled the land with pagan idolatry. And with that, we've run out of our time for today. We'll pick up next week, Lord willing, on page 148. Continuing to say, Ki Leolam Hasdo.